got that other one. You ready? Want to join us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chair, I move that we approve the accounts payable. That would be accounts payable, cycle date, the manuals. All of these would be cycle date 7/10 through 7/14. We have the regular manuals of $218,567.89. Wires of $198,711.86. The payroll checks, both manual and the regular payroll checks, were $443,333.42. Total warrants disbursements $860,613.17. Noting the county manager has reviewed and approved such.
Second, items of note, Tom.
Only that the list that I forwarded you last week is not included in this one, so that'll be presented next week. So this is basically what you said, just the manual payments.
Yeah, it's almost all payroll and...
Yeah, payroll and manuals, yes.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You want to keep going?
Yeah, so looks like we have some consent agenda items. So we got consent agenda items A, B, C, and so I would move for you to approve those consent agendas items A, B, and C.
Were we going to discuss the collaborative management program incentive funding award?
It's my recommendation that that item be pulled from the consent.
Okay.
And further, that it not be approved today.
Okay, so I'll withdraw my motion and make a motion to approve items A and C.
Second, do we need to discuss rescheduling B, or we just wait until it's been approved by the county attorney's office and until it comes back to us?
I would say you don't need to reschedule it.
Okay, all right. So we have a motion to approve consent agenda items A and C. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 So then, I guess before we go to table, then since we pulled it, so what is the issue with it then? I didn't see anything.
Hadn't been reviewed by the attorney's office.
Well, it has not, technically it has been reviewed by the attorney's office last year. That is not an accurate document for this year's collaborative management agreement.
Because things have changed and it's the same agreement?
The rate.
This is an attestation, basically accepting the funding is how I interpret it. It's just really, it's the wrong document, to put it succinctly. And we have not seen the correct document, nor has it been presented to us.
Yeah. You want me to just give this one back to you? Do you want?
You can give it to me, and I'll give it to the department.
So, Mr. Chair, I move that we table the adoption of the authorization to sign the attestation for the Collaborative Management Program Incentive Funding Award.
Second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Too many strings that are hanging down. Well, that's probably the problem, looks to me like now, that we don't know what strings were on it then.
No. I anticipate a form like that from the state, but that's just not the correct one.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just holler next time. Just say, hey, whoa.
Well, I did, just not. I just didn't copy you.
Okay.
Tegan's discovered my pet.
I found it.
I'm like, I suppose we're going to talk to you.
So we are here for with our emergency manager to consider implementation of stage one fire restrictions.
Mr. Gentleman, so we had a conference call today. We have weekly calls with the Craig Rene Interagency Dispatch, and they go over all the regions and discuss. Basically, go over all the fire indices to include the thousand-hour fuel moisture and the energy release component and a few others. And we've been doing this regularly every normally every Tuesday, but we did have a call today instead of tomorrow. We've been pretty consistent up until the last 4 or 5 weeks where we've met 2 of the 7. Then it was last week, or sometime during the Mill Creek, we did go to 3 out of 7. The third one being specifically, it says, basically when it says, yeah, it says fires are impacting available resources. That was when all of our resources were deployed. So we are at our meeting today, at the call today, we still are at 3. And at 4 is when they recommend considering stage one restrictions. So we haven't triggered that threshold of 4 yet. But other counties specifically to our west and east did go to stage one fire restrictions over the last 2 weeks. So when we look at it, it's still 3 today, but the third one is that fires impacting local resources, but now that everybody's, except the West Route, is doing some patrolling up there, we are no longer engaged up there with the majority of the resources, nor do we have any federal or state assets up there anymore either. The other couple of notes there, that today's meeting, both Moffitt, Rio Blanco, east of 13 are down to 2 out of 7. Jackson and Grand County are both also down to 2 out of 7. The energy release component is trending down. The 1,000-hour fuel moisture is slightly trending up. And the last thing was that the rain we're forecasting 30% scattered showers through Wednesday, and then Thursday up to 60% in that area, and then it's likely on Friday is what the forecast says. So if anything, it seems like we're trending in a positive direction. The Forest Service still is in restrictions in stage one throughout the region to include Rock County. We have been getting numerous calls. I have been in my office about asking about restrictions. And then finally, this morning we had a call with the Fire Protection District Chiefs as well as the Sheriff. West Route wasn't on the line because they were up at Mill Creek doing the patrolling and the AMPA did not come, but the remaining 3 that were on the line as well as the Sheriff are unanimous in not implementing any fire restrictions at this time. Now, we did talk about we could possibly boost our social media and our news releases to discuss the dangers of fires without actually going into fire restrictions. So that would be our recommendation.
Comments, Chiefs?
Pretty much what he said, you know, and being involved in the Mill Creek fire, I've been on the morning briefings as well every day. And that's kind of what we'd hoped would happen. The monsoons come in, they dropped off a little bit. We're starting to get moisture back in the area starting yesterday. They expect that to increase Wednesday and then through the week. And so that was one of our fears last week, is going in and then having things change and then, you know, looking to come back out. And I, you know, first thing I said this morning was that third one that's, you know, fires impacting local resources. And that may have held true yesterday with, you know, some of us involved, but once we wrapped that up last night, and they do those.
It doesn't say local, though. It says available resources.
Well, and even.
And I guess that's probably questionable with the national situation.
So locally, I mean, I had a BLM, 2 BLM crews out on this fire, committed to it for 2 days. They was available for IA. We was monitoring other starts in the area in the Northwest region, and I only know of, apparently they had one in Jackson County. We had the one on our fire. They had one out in Moffitt. But I've been keeping up with that, and, you know, there was still plenty of resources available. We called for that chopper on that Pilot Knob fire, and boom, got there. So
nationally, we're at Fire Protection Level 4. Regionally, it's only at 3, actually.
Say what again?
Nationally, the fire protection level is a 4. Regionally,
preparedness level.
Regionally, it's 3. So
out of what?
And, you know, we've been keeping track throughout this fire. Forest Service had two what they call severity engines that was available in the area. They have starting to get those conditions and resources are tied up. They'll bring engines from out of state. I think these guys came from Wyoming and North Dakota.
And
all their engines that were out on fires, like the one in Arizona, those crews are back now, and you know they're out doing fuel moisture in their regular job. So resources, I feel right now, we're
so sitting. Even with the national headlines, as the West is burning up again.
Well, and yeah, you know, and we watched it. You know, I can get on the COWIMS, which is the part of the MMA and CDFPC stuff. So I was getting on that. Every time there's a new smoke called in, that shows up as a purple dot. And you could just kind of see that moving from California this way. And, you know, a lot of them turned out to be nothing. But, you know, last week we had ours. We had two new starts down by Meeker, one by Rangeley. And, yeah, it was getting.
So the reasoning behind not implementing, I mean, based upon the criteria, but we just don't want to get into the habit of putting in fire restrictions if we don't truly believe that they're necessary.
We worked 15 years to get this set up, and those are indices that are set. We've all agreed up on, you know, and yeah, we can move a little bit. What really messed us up was last week we thought the Forest Service was going to wait till we had this meeting.
And that's what kind of bothered me as well, because I thought we had this agreement that all of us were going to kind of do, at least in areas, do it all at once. That's what we've been doing.
And the other thing that surprised me on this one, and it gives me more confidence, is typically the zone west of Highway 13 goes in first. That's all. And then you'll see east go in, and then that's about the time we start going in. Grand County always has just done their own thing. We've never been able to get around that, but the Forest Service has been pretty good. Then to see west of 13, you know, drop like it did the last 2 days, I just went, wow. So,
what dropped the
the fire danger rating and
fuel,
the ERC?
The
and,
fuel 1,000.
Yeah, their ERC seems to be trending down. East of 13, they've only got 2 out of 7, and west, they dropped down to 3 out of 7.
You know, the other thing, our overnight recovery on the relative humidity and moisture recovery at night was down pretty low, and then 2 days ago in the briefing, it was like 80 to 96% recovery overnight. So that's that humidity you feel, and that helps us.
Well, there's certainly a part of me that, I mean, like Doug says, that, you know, since the Route National Forest has it in, it's a little bit confusing to our citizens that the forest has it in and the county doesn't, it, especially since it's the Route National Forest. And there's also a part of me that would, you know, rather be safe than sorry, but on the other hand, I appreciate the fact that we shouldn't be restricting our citizens' ability to enjoy themselves and do the things that they do if you professionals don't believe that that's necessary.
And Mo and I have had a lot of discussions on this during the week, sitting there side by side. And, you know, one of the things we don't want to do is go in and then in a week have to look at it and go, well, it shouldn't be here. But Mo, you know, the other thing he pointed out, let's not do a week. Let's look at 2 weeks. If things change and, you know, we need to go, if we come on today and need to go out in 2 weeks because things, because that tells the citizens in the, we are watching those indices and that's what we're going by.
Yeah, and I appreciate doing it scientifically. I mean, why have the things if we're going to arbitrarily, oh, no, we just need to do it. And, you know, I'd rather see it a little safer than sorry, as Commissioner Corrigan says as well, but, you know, I might need to go out there and weld on my piece of equipment out there, too. So
I can have my campfire down by the river tonight.
Well, and that's the other thing Chief Swinsick and I was talking about today. With our permit process, we're controlling a lot of this, and we're kind of in stage one restrictions all the time. They're not supposed to be burning without a permit. If we catch them, we educate them, we get them in and get our permits, you know, and we've had good luck with that. So.
And most of our ag producers are smart enough not to be doing.
Well, they're done with that now anyway. Yeah. I mean, the only human impact fires that we could end up with would be hang equipment running south on them and starting on fire.
I've had that happen. That's what we'll see.
That's what we typically see this time of year. Restrictions aren't going to help those fires.
That was because my nephew tossed a cigarette out on the stack wagon.
Yes. I mean, all of our fires like that we encounter are typically as soon as we melt off. And we haven't greened up yet. Chief Weiskopf had a handful down south. We had a couple up north. So right now, and like you said, with what we're doing with the permitting
process. I think we've got a pretty good handle on bulk of the county, especially with throwing Steamboat's process in there as well.
So I agree with the monsoon change, too. I mean, three weeks ago, we were having those afternoon winds, those California winds coming in and blowing 40 mile an hour and just at 100 degrees, too.
And we've seen that in your past, because I watch him, and even at the start of our fire, those monsoons, every now and then, will get hung up on that I-70 corridor, and that's the only place that gets it. And this last week it broke, got up here, and they're expecting more of that next week, so...
Pretty good moisture flow for the next at least 10, 12 days that I'm seeing. But
I was really happy yesterday when I left the Mill Creek fire and it was raining on it.
That's too bad. I want to cut some hay.
Well, see, you guys didn't start cutting your hay soon enough or something. You like lay down hay, man, we start getting rain.
So do we need a motion, or we just
to
not
table
have
this?
No, we don't need
to.
I don't know. Just
you don't need any action.
Just for the record, I guess we're just not going to take action at this point in time.
You know, one of the things that kind of complicates this is, and I don't know if there's some way to do it in you guys' process, because, you know, we could get on the call next Monday and be right, and the following Monday it's trending down again, and then Mo's got to wait a week to get on that.
We won't make you wait a week.
Well, we've advised Mo to work with Dan and our staff, Tegan and Helena, to, you know, We'd rather call an emergency meeting and do it now than to wait and be dumb about it. So,
yeah, we don't have to wait for every Monday or Tuesday. If something comes up and we can have an emergency, what's the advance notice? 24 hours?
24 hours, yeah.
We'll call an emergency meeting and get her done.
You know, and some of these, like the forest, they've had a bunch of turnover just like the county has, just like the fire district are experiencing. So maybe this winter at our meetings we can kind of pull some of those guys back in and not have this confusion with them going in and whatnot. We had it working good there for a lot of years.
All right. Well,
very good.
Thank you very much. By the way, so you did a Type 3 incident commander in training?
Yeah. Originally, looking at me for a Type 3 IC. I got my task book, and I've got a lot of the qual, but they never actually been checked off. And Colt offered to help, and so I said yes, and then about the time we started setting up the team, it burned on that BLM, so that kind of floated Colt to the top.
So, so you will eventually be qualified to be a Type 3 IC?
Yes. I had a task book. The task book's got, 100 items in there. You typically got to get signed off.
So maybe this time next year
if not, I've got about 10 items left between these two fires. So.
That's great. And then I guess the other comment I'd like to make publicly, number one, for Mo, and I sent Mo an email, but we really appreciated the updates that we got from you that were in detail, and somebody was questioning whether we need that much detail. Yes, we liked that getting that detail. It really helped us a lot, so thank you very much. And then the other comment I'd make, from what I've seen on the outside looking in, it seems like the systems that you guys have worked on for so long putting into place kind of worked this time around.
They worked pretty good. We've still got some things we can work on, hopefully over the winter. One of my goals before I retire is to look at, you know, where we have a team here that can, boom, go out there and get that rolling. So when it comes to a Type 3, you know, if it's a Type 4 evolving incident, we've got some people in place. And when that Type 3 team comes in, we hand off to them, and it's a lot more streamlined.
Yeah.
We'll be having our first after-action review on Wednesday, August 2nd. We'll be discussing.
And then the other thing I want to see us work on, because this transition, to my knowledge, and I was talking to Chuck Vail as well, I don't think we've ever had an EFF fire in Rout County.
I don't think so.
He can't remember.
So, you know, we didn't know the trend. I mean, we knew, but we didn't know that transition period and when it turned back to us. So there's some things we may need to work out in the MOU. It's a little different, you know, what happens during the IA with our current MOU versus what comes later.
Yeah, but that was also an example of having good relationships with the DFPC, and they were ready to work with us.
I thought the sheriff had to agree.
To what?
I thought the sheriff had to agree with the state. So.
Yeah, the EFF part, I don't think we don't think we've ever had, not since I've been here.
Since I've been here.
And Chuck says we haven't had one either. Mm-hmm. And I guess it gets a little frustrating sometimes when I complain about the EFF fund, because, you know, we've seen years that, hell, they've got in Boulder, that year that Boulder County had all the fires, they had that fund gone by March.
Right. Yep.
And, you know, we wouldn't have fires till June, and the things tapped out, you know. So I guess it worked out pretty good for health and for insurance policy this year.
I think it was pretty much that way this year. It was gone by the time our fire hit.
Yeah.
It is now, it was.
Yeah. We have some discretionary means.
Yeah, I think it's only reserved for 1,000 or 20,000 total. It was, Boulder again used a lot of it up, if not all of it. Huh. This would be a plus up for them, for the state.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.